Well, regular listeners to the show more recently have heard a number of programs featuring an organization that started up in the capital city, but has since grown and spread down here into the Southern Connecticut area in New Haven, in Greater New Haven. I'm talking about RESET, Connecticut's nonprofit entrepreneurial support organization. Their application period is now open for their Spring 2026 Impact Accelerator. What is that? Well, we're going to find out with a voice that you have heard here on For the People before. And NWC Okeke is with us, and he is with RESET. He is their program manager running their retail incubator and impact accelerator. So we will be back with a conversation with him and hopefully getting you involved. If you're an entrepreneur or want to take a business idea or dream to reality and make it bigger and better than you could have ever hoped for. We first want to remind you about another potential opportunity for employment through the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, DEEP. They're accepting applications now for hundreds of seasonal positions, including working in outdoor recreation, conservation, forestry, scientific research, and law enforcement. Positions are available across the state in field offices, parks, boat launches, forests, and indoor educational centers and museums. You can be a maintainer, a campground office staffer, park ranger, ticket booth attendant, lifeguard, an interpretive guide, or educator. So many opportunities, and you can learn about them all at a job fair highlighting these seasonal opportunities. And that's happening at DEEP's Western District headquarters at Black Rock State Park, just a few minutes off of Route 8 north of Waterbury in Watertown. And that's happening on Sunday, March 15th from 11 to 3. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to the seasonal job page at portal.ct.gov/DEEP. All right, NWC, how are you? Great to hear your voice again.
I am well, John. Great to hear from you, and great to be able to be talking to your listeners again.
Yeah, I was really excited as I was reading the development of the businesses coming out of the retail incubator, which it seems to kind of juxtapose over the course of the year, right? It kind of a period of the year you're engaged with the retail incubator initiative, and then you kind of maybe have a couple of days off. If that, and then you start working on the Impact Accelerator. Just give us a quick look back on the Retail Incubator Initiative that we helped you introduce well over a year ago.
Yes. Thanks for remembering and for the opportunity to talk about it. The Retail Incubator, we feel grateful to say that that was just a huge success. We had the opportunity to bring in about 10 businesses from around the state, doing different things, to selling natural hair care products to, even trying to put out children's books and, children's media, that would uplift, and really be positive messages for them. Mm. And so we had the opportunity to take them through our accelerator programming, connect them with mentorship, connect them with grant funding, and we are following up and keeping up with these businesses, hoping to continue to be a resource to them.
Very good. So I think the Impact Accelerator may go back in history a little bit further than your tenure with RESET. This initiative really kind of rooted way back in about 2013, right?
Yes. So the Impact Accelerator really kind of goes to the heart of RESET's mission and even why it was founded. And it's one of our flagship programs where we are looking to really think about businesses who can be economic staples in a community, but who are thinking really hard about their impact, thinking really hard about their social impact, thinking really hard about their environmental impact. And so, this program goes deep about back to 2013, and is really like the DNA of the organization.
So beyond, you know, my introduction, and just to help folks that are listening who may not be familiar, because this organization was kind of Hartford-centric for so long, but then just a few years ago, you affiliated with a partner organization in New Haven and became one. Just give folks kind of like the little elevator spiel about Reset.
Yes. So Reset is a community-driven organization, first based in Hartford, actually the first accelerator program in the state of Connecticut. So it actually is the first program that has done this kind of work in Connecticut. That's kind of how deep its roots go. Mm. And so Reset's been operating in Hartford and doing this work for a number of years. And the exciting thing that you keep talking about is that Collab was an organization that was doing this work across the state, but primarily in New Haven as well. And last year, Reset acquired Collab, and the joint forces, the joint expertise, the joint reach.
Yeah, passions, the joint
alumni. Yeah, the joint alumni connections. Really has us at Reset really excited about what we can do to impact the state, what we can do to really uplift entrepreneurship across the state. And so that's a little bit about Reset. Some of the stuff you were talking about, our programming spans from the accelerator program, which we're talking about today, all the way down to office hours. We have a free I don't want to say hotline, but a number you can call where we'll talk to anybody and we'll spend some time just brainstorming if you have a specific issue. And so really what we're thinking about is accessibility, what it looks like to be able to have programming that is super accessible to everyone, no matter what stage you're in. And depending where you are and what your focus is, you can plug into our programming in different levels that you are in, to be able to get the help and the support that you need.
Every business person, I'd like to think, is motivated by the idea of being more successful, but not as many of them may have it as a driving kind of passion to integrate their need to make social impact with their business while at the same time making businesses successful. And I'm afraid sometimes, you know, people who start with that mission, they get so wrapped up in just the course and the nuts and bolts of doing business and all of the responsibilities and all of the forces that are pulling at these, you know, passionate, involved community builders every day, that sometimes one of the first things to go is that connectedness. And that's, I guess, to some extent, what you hope to imbue in the folks that will be part of this 13-week 2026 Impact Accelerator, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we really want to be open about that in terms of what it looks like to invite people into thinking about social impact as well. I think you really mentioned a major use case where there are people who are really busy and, you know, the forces are pulling on them, and social enterprises, social thoughts and thinking about impact is one of the first things that go to the wayside. Mm. One thing that we also see often is people who haven't even necessarily thought about it, where they embodied in their lives, it's a part of their values, but building a business when you are working and when you already don't have the resources to just, you know, do the first thing that comes to your mind, potentially donate to a nonprofit, donate to charity. We want to help these people think through what it looks like to weave their values into their business.
And be accountable, and also, right? And be accountable absolutely. For them, yeah.
Be accountable for them, and also be gracious and thoughtful in the evolution of those things. I think oftentimes where we are in our society. We kind of just see people and, you know, social media era, things like that. We want to be a part of people's growth. We want to be a part of people who are thinking about these things. It matters to them, but they have these pressures. And we want to be able to say, hey, you can actually weave your values into your business. And there are a lot of different ways to do that. You can do that in your employment. You can do that in the product or service that you're putting out. There are different ways to be impactful. And it actually is, it is not as difficult as it seems. And so we want to be accountable. We want to make sure that people are accountable for their choices, but we want to actually be with people on that journey. And I think really often that gets lost. What it looks like to journey with people to a place where they can be accountable and be an example to others and journey with them as well.
And in that spirit, this initiative not only provides access in a kind of a classroom setting, if you will, to the Impact Accelerator partners, but it also creates a one-on-one mentorship with each participant.
Absolutely. So we have a hybrid model where, you're right, there are classroom elements that are virtual. We have summits that are in person that are kind of like intensives. So you get the best of both worlds where you're virtual and you can have that accessibility. And also we have that in-person element as well. And with our facilitators and our mentorship, entrepreneurs have the opportunity to get one-on-one support that is tailored to where they are, tailored to where they're trying to go. And so we really look forward to what it looks like to support entrepreneurs in this comprehensive way.
So we've got two critical dates that we need people to be aware of, and one of them is looming as we speak on this Sunday morning, and that is February 19th. There's a virtual info session?
Yes, so February 18th. So it's coming up on February 18th. We have a virtual info session from 4 to 5 o'clock. You can sign up on our website. We're really looking forward to being able to answer any questions that we have, that people have, and be able to just have an open Q&A. Oftentimes in moments like this, there's a lot of ambiguity. Obviously, there's the website. We encourage people to join the info session as well as call in if they have any questions. So that info session date is going to be Wednesday, February 18th from 4 to 5 p.m.
Okay. And then the other date is for people who may not be ready to engage in the cause, but they would like to experience the effect. And that is the Venture Showcase, June 24th.
Yes. Exactly. So we have the Venture Showcase that's coming, that's going to be on June 24th. So that's a save the date moment. We don't have the exact location, but saving the date from 5:30 to 8 p.m. is going to be the time. And that's going to be the day that we're going to be celebrating all these entrepreneurs. If this is interesting to you, but you're not an entrepreneur and you want to come out and see what they have going on, this would be the day to see how all the work comes to fruition.
Yeah, folks that are fans of those kind of pitch shows that have been around for quite a long time, this brings the pitch show right into their own neighborhood.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, a couple of other important dates to remember. Once again, the virtual info session to find out more on February 18th, you go to resetco.org, you can find out more about that. But the deadline for applications, if you want to try to vie for a position in the accelerator, is March 8th. And as we said, it kicks off April 11th and wraps up with this fantastic Venture Showcase, to be determined location. But if you are interested in just seeing the outcome ahead of maybe wanting to get involved on the next round, That's on June 24th. So in closing, in the last few minutes that we have with you, NWC, anything else that you'd like to say about Reset and its resources for entrepreneurs that may be available, even if they're not interested in or unable to participate in these specific programs?
Absolutely. So like I was saying, we like to think about our support as a continuum. One of the easiest ways to get tapped in and to get started is office hours. And that's just being able to book a call of 30 minutes. If you have an idea, if you're already established and you want to see what it's like to get this kind of support, that's a really easy way to get started. Another, I would say, is actually signing up for our newsletter. Not only do you have the opportunity to keep up with us and the things that we're doing, we post a lot of resources, a lot of events, different things that are coming up where if you are an entrepreneur or entrepreneur adjacent or entrepreneur interested, events and resources that would be really helpful to get you started, get your mind percolating. Our newsletter has those things. Beyond that, we have programming that is coming up all throughout the year, including one-off sessions, including if you want to come and just have a one-off session. We have those planned throughout the year, and those are going to be released in our newsletter and on our website so that you know that they're coming.
And so
there are a lot of different ways to get connected.
Yep. And it all starts at resetco.org, resetco.org. NWC, okay, you've been with us before. Happy to hear your voice again, NWC. He is the program manager and heads up the retail incubator and the upcoming 2026 Impact Accelerator program. Thank you very much, sir. Best of luck and can't wait to chat again.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.